on Sunday's roundtable, everybody was talking about the importance of sometimes a good rebuke or wake-up call, and it made me think of something that happened last week when I was on a very long road trip, three-day road trip. And as I was leaving the place I was staying early in the morning, it was still dark out, I wasn't looking where I was going, and I smacked into a big beam, and it knocked me down to the ground. And I immediately began to pray, claiming that there is no pain in truth. And this was really, really helpful, and I was able to pack up the car and keep going. But as I drove away, I felt like there were a lot of fearful thoughts clamoring for my attention, and two stuck out. One was that if we're not paying attention when we're praying for the world and reading the news, sometimes all of the medical news or the fearful news can start to seem real. And also, as we get older, the idea that there are all of these things that do not come from God that begin to, if we don't pay attention and usher them out of consciousness, they can start to seem more real than they did when we were younger, or certainly when we were children. And so I realized that this was a wake-up call and a real opportunity to pray about this. So I turned on the testimony meeting from last week, which I hadn't been able to attend because I was driving, and I began to listen to it. And I just was so moved by the powerful testimonies last week. And all of a sudden, I remembered this funny thing that had happened. I decided this was many years ago. I wanted to learn how to snowboard. And so I took a group lesson, which consisted of the instructor, me, and a bunch of seven-year-old boys. And the seven-year-old boys just got it right away. They were just zipping along, and they would fall down and get up, and they were laughing. Well, every time I fell down, I felt like I understood those comic strip characters where they saw stars, and it was really challenging. So I wasn't going to give up, so I took another snowboarding lesson, but this time without the seven-year-old boys. I took a private lesson. And on my first run down, I fell down constantly. And on the lift up, I said to the ski instructor, the snowboard instructor, who was like 18, I said, "Oh, I just, you know, really don't like falling down." And he looked me in the eye and he said, "Dude, you have to get over the idea that falling is bad." And I looked at him and I was like, "Oh my gosh, you're so right." And as we went up the rest of the hill, I looked below me and all the skiers were upright and making these beautiful turns, but snowboarders fall all the time and they sit all the time. They're on the ground constantly. And I thought, you know, when I was a kid, falling didn't seem bad. But this idea as I got older that there was a right way to be a grown-up and it didn't involve falling down, well, you know, after that, snowboarding became this pure joy for me. And it was this incredible understanding for me that if we are as little children, then we can keep that open-mindedness, and we're seeing everything as God sees it and not as the human sees it. And so I realized that that's really what's happened to me since I've been at Plainfield, that I had this sort of idea of Christian Science that we're all supposed to sort of shush down the mountain and make these beautiful turns and go have some après ski conviviality, whereas Plainfield is a lot more like snowboarding, where you have to get over the idea that falling is bad. And I just burst out laughing, and I felt so full of joy at this realization. Well, at that moment, I heard God say to me, and it is true. God said, "Well, you do always say you like a good spiritual kick in the head. That's what you got this morning, a nice spiritual kick upside the head." And it was true. It was this beautiful opportunity for me to see through a lie and claim the allness of God. And so Sunday's roundtable, which spoke a lot about this and the opportunity to demand the blessing and see the joy and gratitude in every fall has been one of the great gifts of Plainfield. Thank you so much for the readings tonight and for all of these wonderful meetings for all of us who listen from afar.